You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
On this Wednesday, some Republicans have criticized President Biden for taking a weekend walk on the beach, and that's pretty loopy. The criticism was basically that he cannot be a sandman while a war is developing in the Middle East. That's pretty picayune, if you ask me. Everybody needs some fresh air. Also, some are angry about Mr. Biden equating Israel with Ukraine, but again, I don't subscribe to the beef. Both conflicts are about preventing disorder in the world, and twinning them is not an extreme position. Hamas, however, has to be destroyed completely because it murders civilians just like the Third Reich did. The Nazis, as you know, were annihilated. Putin is indeed a war criminal, but while seeking to subjugate countries that have some semblance of freedom, the Russian dictator does not appear to be successful. Appeasing Putin at this point would fast-track totalitarianism. It is truly depressing that we all live in such a brutal world, but we do. President Biden's policy are correct, theoretically, but his weak personal leadership makes everything so much more difficult. We didn't have worldwide disorder under Trump, did we? Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.